AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House will be in order.
High drama at the U.S. Capitol today as lawmakers cast their votes for Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 119th Congress.
It appeared Mike Johnson was falling short of re-election to the top spot, but after some wrangling on the House floor, he got the votes needed. Our Jennifer King reports the top Republican in the country also had weighed in.
He's the one that can win right now. People like him.
Mike Johnson has the backing from President-elect Trump and has been holed up in the Capitol working to sway hardline holdouts.
Johnson has gotten the votes needed to retain the speakership by a very slim margin. Also in Washington, President Biden has blocked a proposed deal for a Japanese company to buy U.S. steel. Here's our Sagar Magani.
That follows through on his vow in March to block Nippon Steel from acquiring what he called an iconic American steel company. The president's decision comes after the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. failed to reach consensus on the deal's possible national security risks. The president says America needs major U.S. companies representing the major share of U.S. steelmaking capacity.
There are still so many questions about the man who carried out the terrorism plot that killed 14 people in New Orleans. His brother, says Shamsuddin Jabbar, did not seem to espouse any radical ideology.
It was funny. He was loving. He literally wouldn't hurt a fly.
President Biden will travel to New Orleans Monday to try to comfort grieving families. In Israel, Israeli strikes have killed at least 42 people in Gaza. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks are set to resume in Qatar. This is AP News. Fans are mourning the death of a founding member of the Osmond Brothers. Just like
a yo-yo. Wayne Osmond was number four of the nine Osmond kids. With his brothers Merrill, Alan, and Jay, the Osmonds became regulars on the Andy Williams Show in the 1960s after being discovered at Disneyland. Don't love me for fun. They later added brothers Donnie and Jimmy. The Osmonds had hits with Love Me for a Reason, Yo-Yo, Hold Her Right, and Down by the Lazy River. Their song One Bad Apple was a number one hit in 1970. They moved to a more country sound in the 1980s. Wayne lost his hearing in the 1990s from a brain tumor and suffered a stroke in 2012 that made him unable to play guitar. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
New information about a black man who was found hanging in an abandoned Alabama home in late September. A state autopsy says Denoris Richardson died by suicide. That contradicts a private autopsy. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.